To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahn, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcast and join me for the story behind the song.
Kim Nam June, Kim Seok Jin, Min Yoon Gi, Jung Ho Seok, Park Jin Min, Kim Tae Young, Jung Jung Kook, Standing BTS.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Standing BTS.
Yes. Welcome back.
Okay, so the promotions for Love Yourself Tear have officially ended, which is really sad because we've been spoiled.
Yeah.
We've gotten new BTS content every day for the past couple weeks, and now it's going to die down a lot.
Yeah, I don't... It kind of feels like life is going to go kind of back to normal. Like, it's been really crazy recently.
Oh, it's been so crazy.
We're kind of settling in after Tear. And also, Festa is over.
Yeah, Festa is over.
Happy 5-year anniversary.
Yes, happy 5-year anniversary, BTS. That's so exciting. And I'm so happy that we all got to experience their 5-year anniversary.
I know.
You can tell that they're all so happy and they're doing great things.
It feels crazy that we've not even been part of, you know, their fandom for a year.
No, we haven't. I mean, I think I've definitely hit the year mark for me because it was around June when I got into them.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was around June because my summer semester had just started for OT school.
Okay.
My summer semester had just started. I had just gotten back from Italy. And I remember the weekend that I went to go visit my family before I went back to school. I had gotten the message from Brittany, who I hadn't seen since my Italy trip. And she mm-hmm. was like, yo, I'm into K-pop. And that's really...
That's so Brittany.
Yeah, that's really how we got into it. So for this episode, this is a really special episode, and I'm really excited because it's kind of different. This is going to be really us telling all of your guys' stories of being BTS stans and your experience as an ARMY.
Yeah.
So really, we're going to briefly talk about how we got into BTS, mm-hmm. but then after that, it's really going to be about you guys. And man, so many of you reached out to us and we're so blessed because
seriously,
you all have such amazing stories, like way better than my story of getting into BTS.
I mean, the response was incredible. We're so grateful, you guys. So we put a bunch of your stories in here, and it's going to be awesome. It's going to be so, so fun. I can't wait to read all of them.
Uh-huh. We're excited to share with all of you. So real quickly, how Kayla and I got into BTS. I had gotten into BTS because of my sister, Brittany.
Right. It all started because of that text from her.
Yeah, that text from her.
Yeah.
She's a music therapist, and one of her patients was really into K-pop. And so that's how she got into K-pop. And then I remember getting that text message from her and being kind of like this stereotypical person now reacting to K-pop, like, oh, that's kind of weird, but whatever. But I was kind of open to it. And I love Britney. I'm like, okay, go ahead. Like, when I get in town, show me the videos. And so I had remembered that my friend Skylar had posted about this band BTS on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And I mean, she was just such an avid, strong BTS fan that I was like, okay, maybe I should ask Brittany if she'd heard of them or that we should check them out. And so the first video I saw was Dope, and I have not turned back since.
And during this time, I think probably because this was right at the beginning of your summer semester for OT school, we didn't talk for like 2 weeks, probably just because you were really busy. And so you were like, I remember us making plans to go get sushi, and you came over to my house to like hang out for a little bit before we went, and Amanda was there, and we were all gonna go. And before we went, I just remember you placing your hand on my knee and like looking at me in the eyes and being like, so I have a new obsession. And I was like, okay. And I pretty much had the same reaction that you had to Britney, which was like, okay, I've never really been into it, never really been interested, but I love Bethany and she's my friend. So, okay, let me give this, you know, like a fair shake.
Yes, exactly. And I love that you did that, because what we'll get into, a lot of you guys shared with us that you've kind of been an in-the-closet stan for a little bit. A lot of you said recently you've been more comfortable sharing your love and passion for BTS. But I was in the same boat. I mean, I was contemplating really hard whether or not I should tell Kayla that I liked BTS. And Kayla, you are one of my best friends, and for sure one of my best friends now. But I mean, I was like, should I tell her? Should I not tell her? Will she judge me? And I'm so glad that I told you about them.
Like me too. Like,
I just can't imagine my life without this podcast, without
me
you.
Neither. Oh, without all these wonderful people that we get to talk to.
Oh my gosh. Yes, I'm so excited to get to them.
Oh my God. But so anyways, yes, that night you showed me Dope.
Yes.
That was the first video that you showed me, of course. And then we went and all the way on the drive to sushi, you played BTS. And I sat there with a smile on my face, and Amanda was in the back seat, and she was like politely listening. I was kind of at the same time, kind of politely listening, but I wanted to be into it. Like I just felt like, you know, such great music, like all the music you've ever showed me has been great.
Stop.
So I'm like,
flattering me way too much right now.
I'm like, no, it's so true. You have such a good taste in music. So I was like, I just have to I'll keep listening. And it really, I went down the rabbit hole of wanting to know everything about them. So I think that's kind of our story.
Yeah, that's kind of our story. Eventually, like, I had been nagging Kayla about picking a bias, and she took she took her time, and I'm so glad you took your time. And honestly, I really thought your bias was going to be like Yoongi or Namjoon. And then you had texted me, oh my gosh, Park fucking Jimin is my bias. Like, and I remember being so kind of caught off guard, but also like, yes, what a good bias.
Oh my God, he's such an amazing bias. Like,
anytime anyone tells me they're biased, I'm like, such a good bias.
Yes. One of my coworkers is a BTS stan, and her name is Holly, and she's a Jin bias. And when I met her, I was like, oh my God, a Jin bias. I've never met a Jin bias in real life. It was so cool.
It's a rare find. I hate that it's a rare find, but when you find a Jin bias, you're like, fuck yes. Like, thank you. Thank you for choosing him as your bias, because he's such a good bias.
Okay, so anyways.
Okay, so let's share all these stories that all of you have sent us.
Yes.
They're all so amazing. So we're going to go ahead and start with some of our Instagram people.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I'll read the first one. So this is from Natasha Thomas, and she's from London. And she says, being an ARMY has seriously changed my life. It was because of BTS that I have decided to work harder to better myself. My self-worth and depression has gotten so much better because of their lyrics and the message that they tried to convey. BTS has come from being in a small company with no money to being huge and successful, and I am so proud to call myself their fan. I love all of them so much, especially Jimin, because he's my bias, and I cannot wait for them to blow me away again.
Yes, thank you, Natasha, so much for sharing that
yes,
with us.
Thank you. I can totally obviously agree with the Jimin part.
Yeah, and I totally agree with the how they came from a small company with like no money to such yes. a big successful group. Like there are so many big industries, like K-pop industries, that are trying to figure out some sort of like algorithm to mm-hmm. find like this perfect band that BTS is. And I'm like, no, there is no algorithm unless you have like a clone of J-Hope or a clone of Jimin. Like, no, like they're so successful because they found seven amazing individuals.
They're just authentic people.
Authentic. You can't, yeah. There is no algorithm to it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's so true. It is.
Okay. So another person who messaged us is a guy named Zachary, and he's from New York. His parents are both from Algeria, which is a country located in the north of Africa. So as he was on a car ride to his friend's country house, he said that his friend showed him a music video of BTS, and that one was, it was dope. And so what he says is, I got addicted to the music and the choreography at first sight. I wanted to listen to more of their godly music. And so for the next 6 or 7 months, I was the most addicted ARMY in the world.
Yes.
I was listening to this BTS podcast, such as yours, watching BTS YouTube videos, watching BTS V Lives, stalking BTS Twitter accounts, stalking Bangtan's Instagram page. I also took voting very seriously, and I voted yes. for the maximum limit each day for the BBMAs, the RDMAs, I don't know what that is.
Radio Disney Music Awards.
Thank you. And then iHeart Music Awards.
Yes, Zachary, I voted with you. Yes, dude.
Yes, yes, yes. I think that BTS changed my life, giving it a little more excitement and always finding something to do or watch when I'm bored. The open personality of the members make a lot of people able to relate to them and their music, which is another key factor to their global success. Thank you. Like, yes, yes, yes.
Oh my God.
And then he goes on to say that he speaks English, French, Arabic, and Spanish. Like, wow. Ugh, that is
amazing.
That is amazing. Good for you for knowing so many languages.
True goals.
Yeah, but Zachary, he's another one of our Instagram followers. Thank you so much for sending that in.
Yes.
And being such a dedicated fan. Like, BTS has become so successful because of ARMY mm-hmm. and our dedication to them. And they acknowledge that every day. I was thinking about this in the car ride home, because of course I went out of town and went on another float trip. But anyways, mm-hmm. but I was thinking about this. Like, I think about BTS all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, all the time. But then I was like, BTS thinks about ARMY all the time. Everything they do, yeah. they're thinking about ARMY.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you, Zachary. Okay. So our next one is from Ida, and she's from Denmark. And Ida says, I have followed BTS since 2015, and the first video I ever watched with them was Danger, and I just instantly fell into a rabbit hole of watching every
Danger.
Single video.
What a fun video to start
Danger
off with.
Danger is so good.
It's so good.
Oh my God. Imagine if Danger were your first.
Oh man. The best first.
Okay. So off track, back on track. She's says, in Denmark, though, it is not very common to listen to K-pop, so it has always been a guilty pleasure to me, and it's kind of been a secret. However, this year I stumbled upon one of my Facebook friends who had answered a comment with a BTS meme, so I texted her and I was like, I know you don't know me that well, but I noticed your comment on this post, and I finally found someone to fangirl about BTS with, and I have started to become more proud of them, and I show my friends the songs that I like, and even though they mostly don't like it, I am just so happy that it's not, quote, embarrassing anymore. I am so proud to be an ARMY.
Oh my gosh. This is so relatable, though. Like I was saying, it's kind of like a guilty pleasure. But because of their recent success, it's a little bit less, I guess, embarrassing. Or like, you know, it's more accepted.
Well, it's also just like, I feel like we have found kind of like sanctuary within the community when we find more BTS ARMY and we get to connect with more people on a personal level. It just feels more normalized. So, yeah, it feels like more accepted. Like, people won't judge us for liking a group of amazing seven boys from South Korea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, like, that's actually why we started our Instagram page.
Yes.
Was because it was like a secret.
Why we started our Instagram page?
We were like fangirling to the max all the time.
I mean,
like,
we were just texting each other every single day, every minute of the day.
All day. And we like felt like it was gonna, like, we really wanted to post about, we needed an outlet for
this. We needed
this.
That, yes.
And we felt like we couldn't post on like our own Instagram or our own Twitter. Like, I felt weird like posting about stuff with them on Twitter. Like, I just felt like I was going to lose followers, and for some reason, that mattered to me.
Well,
okay.
No, I totally agree. Like, I'm more of an Instagram user than I am on Twitter. So on Instagram, I wanted to follow all these BTS things, but I would be sitting in class, you know, and not paying attention. And I would want to look through my feed, but it would only be like BTS stuff on my like personal Instagram, and I could tell like the people sitting next to me, like my friends and stuff, would be like what the hell, who's that like Asian guy that keeps popping up. I mean, eventually I broke the news to them, like, hey, I'm into this K-pop group, but I remember prior to that being really embarrassed, so I needed just an outlet.
Yeah, well, also like I wanted to follow all of these accounts on Instagram, on Twitter, but then that was the only thing I saw on my feed. So all of my other friends, everything else going on in my life, I was missing out on.
Yeah, I was only liking BTS things and then totally not seeing all the other stuff from my actual friends and family.
Yeah, so relatable.
So relatable. Yeah, so thank you, Ida from Denmark.
Thank you.
Okay, so moving on. This is from a listener who discovered us, I feel like, not too long ago. So this is Jana from Germany, and she said, I only recently became an ARMY about a year ago, but I can definitely say that I found BTS when I needed them the most. I'm struggling with depression, and even though I'm pretty open about it now, I only reached out to family and friends about 6 months ago when it got especially bad. BTS definitely encouraged me in a way, because the first thing that fascinated me about them was how openly they addressed difficult topics like mental health. I'm getting professional help now, but they're still very important to me because their music videos, stuff like Run BTS, and other things that have to do with them, like the podcast, have become sort of a safe place for me when everything is too much. So in a way, BTS is actually helping me learn to love and take care of myself, as cheesy as that sounds. They were able to help me in a way no one else could at that time, and I don't think I can ever pay them back for that. But I'm trying my best by supporting them as good as possible from afar.
Jana, I'm right there with you, girl.
Oh
my gosh, it's so true.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Jana, for sharing that with us.
Yes.
And for allowing us to share that with all of our listeners.
It's true. BTS has... a lot of people will say that BTS has come into their lives in a moment that they needed them. And, you know, I feel like a lot of people have kind of found healing in some way with BTS and their music and their lyrics. So, yes, I love
that. Absolutely. I feel that every BTS stan can go back to a moment in their life where they were going through some sort of difficult time, whether it be with yourself or with your family or school or something like that, and that BTS was an outlet for them, and that BTS really got them through that difficult time.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like every BTS stan can pinpoint a point in time where that has happened.
Yeah, totally. Okay, thank you again, Jana. Okay, the next one is from Naomi. Naomi says, "Hi, my name is Naomi, and I'm 14 years old, and I live in Denmark. There are so many fantastic things about being an ARMY and supporting BTS. I'm so proud of both BTS and ARMY for coming so far and for achieving so many wonderful achievements. It's also just so amazing to see this growing community and family surrounding our wonderful boys. I love the bond that we all share as ARMYs. ARMYs come from all over the world. There is so much diversity, different ethnicities, sexualities, skin colors, and languages, but yet we all share the same love over the 7-member Korean boy group BTS. A couple of months ago, I went to a BTS meetup for the first time. We went to shoot a video for BTS 5th anniversary. It was so overwhelming to see so many people come to celebrate BTS, especially in a small country like Denmark.
Wow.
I think I speak for many ARMY all over the world when I say that there are no barriers when it comes to the music and to supporting amazing artists. Though it sometimes can be a struggle to be an iARMY, we still find our ways. Whether that'll be reading the translation of the lyrics or trying to find subtitles for videos like Bangtan Bombs or behind-the-scenes shootings of MVs. I'm so, so proud to be an ARMY. It's beyond my vocabulary to express to you. Even though I've only been an ARMY for a little over 6 months, I have learned so much about the world, society, and myself. I sincerely cannot comprehend the thought of me never stumbling upon BTS. I'm so thankful that BTS exists. They have helped me through so much. I love these 7 adorable dorks. My love for them is endless. It's very hard to express my thoughts about being an ARMY in just a couple of words because it is just so... such a mind-blowing phenomenon. It's so amazing to see such an impact that BTS has made on the world. Thank you, BTS. We purple you."
Oh my gosh, Naomi.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you so much for that. I can relate to that so much. Like how she says, "I'm so proud to be an ARMY. It's beyond my vocabulary to express to you."
Yes.
I relate to that because... I mean, you really just can't put it in words, like your love and your passion for BTS mm-hmm. and how they've affected us and how much we kind of look up to them. It's really hard to explain it to someone who isn't into BTS or
yes.
really hasn't seen. I mean, maybe they'll listen to their music and be like, okay, yeah, it's good music. But it's like, no, you got to know their personalities. You have yes. to know about what they stand for, what their meaning,
yes.
like the meaning of their songs. Oh,
I love, Naomi, I love that you said ARMYs come from all over the world. There's so much diversity, different ethnicities, sexualities, skin colors, and languages, yet we all share the same love over the 7-member Korean boy group BTS. That is so true.
Absolutely.
Oh my God. Like, you are wise beyond your years, Naomi.
That's what I was thinking. Like, she starts off by saying she's 14 years old, but if I would have read this without her saying that, I'm like, okay, yeah, this girl is like in her 30s,
man.
Maybe. Like, so wise. Thank you. But also, she ended up sharing with us the project that she ended up doing, which was the Worldwide ARMY Project 2-3.
Yes.
Gosh, this video made both Kayla and I cry.
I watched it earlier. You sent it to me after she sent it to us, and I was texting you like, I am literally crying right now. Like, it mm-hmm. was so beautiful. So it was the video 2-3, and it was ARMYs all over the world for the 5th anniversary of BTS, like singing 2-3 and dancing and just like being together. And oh my God, like it was so fucking powerful and amazing. And you know, yes, like go find your community.
Yeah, they made like the BTS logo with their bodies and they spelled out BTS with their bodies. And I mean, you see people from all over the world. I mean, like Switzerland and Greece.
Yes.
And I mean,
Puerto Rico.
Yeah. I mean, all over the world. And so really, that was such an amazing project that you got to be involved in. I'm sure it was so cool to see other people from Denmark all meeting up to participate in this video. I'm like, Missouri, what are you doing? Like, we should have done that.
Yes. What
like, I would love to go to a BTS meetup.
I know. We need to do one. We need to find people, you know?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Naomi, for that.
Thank you.
Okay. So another listener, her name is Vanessa. She's from Redondo Beach, California. So what she said was, around the time I became part of ARMY, I was in a very dark place, a very dark and sad place. Had been dealing with a nasty divorce and still had to see my ex every day until I was able to move out.
Oh my God, awful.
I know, like dealing with a divorce, my goodness. And then having
and to, see them every day? Yeah. Oh my God.
I know, that must have been so difficult. But she said, I had started listening to BTS from a YouTuber called Q Park.
Oh my God, yes, his videos where he like dances to BTS like out in public obnoxiously and really loud, and it's amazing.
It's so funny.
Yes.
So she says he does like their dances and sings their lyrics out in public. And I was like, I need to check out this group. And when I started listening and translating from Korean to English, I would cry at how well this group could capture how I was feeling.
Wow.
Yeah. And so she kind of went on to say, like, yes, these seven beautiful boys helped me. And of course, my RM, Swoon.
Oh, yeah. She is a hardcore Namjoon bias.
Yeah. By the way, all these people who messaged us, like, Kayla and I know all of you. Like, we've talked, we've kind of talked about you. Like, did you see what Naomi said today?
Yes, like,
or Grace?
Did you see what they sent us?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know all of you. Vanessa, we totally know who you are.
I mean, we like
we know you love RM.
We like talk to you every day. It's so fucking cool. Like, that's the fucking best part about being on social media and like having this podcast is that I feel like we've made so many friends, and it's
we've made so many friends.
It's so fucking cool. You guys, and you guys are seriously the best.
Like, seriously the best. You guys post good too.
I mean, yes, they do.
Thank you for blessing our feed.
Seriously. Okay, so thank you, Vanessa.
Yes, thank you for sharing that with us.
Yes. Okay, so our next one is from Jackie, and she's from Oklahoma. And so she says, my story is kind of funny. So how I found BTS, I was in gym class and I heard my friends talking about something like BTS. So when I got home, I looked up BTS and the group came up, and the first song I listened to was Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And it just drew me in. And the next day I was talking to my friends and I was like, did you guys talk about BTS? I listened to all their music and they said, what is BTS? And I was like, well, I heard you talk about them. And they said, no, I have no idea who they are. And that was in November.
That is so funny that, like, it's so, yeah.
First
like
of all, Jackie, that's hilarious, but please, I need punctuation.
Oh, yeah, she didn't put any punctuation in there, but still, that is really funny that it's like some like act of like a miracle that you had just heard BTS, but then no one actually must have really said it.
Mentioned them at all. It was just like, it had to happen. BTS was coming into your life.
It was fate.
It was fate. Jackie, you found out BTS because of fate.
That's so great.
Fucking amazing.
That is so
amazing.
Thank you. Yes. Okay. So our next listener who reached out to us, her name is Sarah, and she said, mm-hmm. I'm 13 and from Sweden. I became an ARMY 1.5 years ago, and the first video I saw was dope, and I noticed my bias. The one and only heart fucking Jimin with the red hair.
Yes!
I love it, I love it, I love
Fuck
it.
Yes! I love it.
And she says, I felt that I needed to see and know more, so I Googled them and watched more of their music videos, and I eventually found the Try Not to Laugh Challenge videos. Kayla, you and I love them.
They are so hard.
They are so hard. I remember one time we were watching, like, Try Not to Laugh, and you were like, I don't even want to play this. Like, let's just laugh and enjoy ourselves instead of, like, keeping track of who was actually laughing when.
Yes.
But they are really fun. I don't watch many of them anymore, but we used to a lot. I think it's, like, a fun thing to do with other people. So anyways, she said, I eventually found the Try Not to Laugh challenge videos. And the moments I spent with them, I started to get happier than before.
Aww.
And, yeah, and the fangirling started to become more powerful.
Yes.
And when I see them happy and stuff, I feel relief. Like, I can, for even just a minute, leave the reality and be in a successful, kind, and powerful fandom. Makes me feel powerful. And then, yeah, she ended up saying, sorry if that's too much. But, like, no, it's not too much.
Oh, my God. Yes, I love it. Being in a successful, kind, and powerful fandom makes me feel successful, kind, and powerful.
Yes.
Wow. Yes. Oh, my God.
Powerful, like, yes.
Sarah, 13.
13.
Wise beyond her years.
Wiser than me.
It's so true. It's so true because it, like, whenever you feel down, you can just go to Instagram. You can go to Twitter. You can reach out to these people that we talk to every day. And, you know, something that they say or something that they send you is just gonna improve everything, you know, and you want to put that out into the fandom also. So
absolutely. Like, there are days where I am so sad. I'm just so sad, like something bad happened or I had a terrible day at work or I'm just feeling overwhelmed or stressed. Like, yes. My biggest flaw, I feel like, is I don't handle stress very well at all. Mm-hmm. And I kind of take on more than I should. But if I'm ever feeling that way and I look at BTS, any BTS content, like if I just listen to a song or watch a run episode, I instantly feel better. I mean,
yes.
A smile immediately comes across my face within seconds. It's really amazing how happy they make me. Yeah. I'm just so happy anytime I'm listening to them or watching them or just looking at pictures of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, it makes me so happy.
And it can make us more motivated at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Kayla, do you remember when I was still living in Kansas City? Mm-hmm. Kayla, do you remember going to work out? We would just listen to, like,
Oh My
Today
God.
And yes. Fire. And we would yes. just go so hard at the gym together. And we Dude. Would just show each other our phones. Like we wouldn't talk to each other. We'd just, like, at show all. Each other Bepse. Like, I'm listening to Bepse right now. And then you would show me your phone, like, Fire. And we're like, yes. Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm doing these fucking leg curls and I'm listening to Bepse. Like, oh, my God, yeah. That was the best.
It was the best. I miss you so much.
Oh, my God. It's so hard living in different cities.
It really is.
But, okay. Anyways, that was amazing. Thank you, Sarah.
Yes, thank you. Sarah from Sweden.
Okay, going on. So, this is Caitlin, and she's from Pennsylvania. First of all, she says, OMG, OMG, I love you guys so much. With, like,
aww, thank you.
Cry emojis. Stop. Okay. She said, for me, being an ARMY is not only loving their music and looks, but the journey and the love for BTS as humans. I'm only 14, so I'm a baby ARMY. Oh, I love that.
A baby ARMY? Like, so a baby Jungkook.
Oh, my God.
So many
baby ARMYs writing to us. Baby ARMYs, you guys are awesome.
Really, though.
Okay, so she says, I'm only 14, so I'm a baby ARMY, but I don't ever plan on leaving BTS. They make us ARMY laugh, cry, and want to scream because of their gorgeousness, LOL. But I believe that true ARMYs all around the world, no matter who you are, can be happy just to have the boys in our lives. OMG, so sorry for the long message.
Everyone keeps saying sorry for long messages, and we're like, no, like,
this is the
we're
best.
Asking you such a big question. Like, why do you like being an ARMY? What is ARMY to you? Just, yes, we love hearing from you guys.
Thank you, Caitlin. Yes.
Thank you so much, Caitlin. Yes. I cannot believe all these young ARMYs being so wise and
I know.
Thoughtful.
Seriously, baby, I love baby ARMY also.
Okay, but little side tangent, okay. You know, I work with older adults. Like, I work with the geriatric population, mm-hmm. and I've gone to a lot of seminars on ageism, and that's a thing. Like, it's not really talked about that much because there's so many other kind of, I guess, isms happening, like racism and sexism that mm-hmm. are, like, really prominent.
More prominent.
Right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But ageism is definitely a thing, like, especially with the geriatric population, but really with the young population too.
Yeah.
Like, not taking youthful people seriously or listening to them because they're like, oh, they're just so young, they don't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's just as terrible as the youth talking poorly about the elderly, saying, like, oh, they're just crippled and old, so they can't take care of themselves and they wear diapers and, like, I mean, just terrible things. So
yeah.
I'm that's something I'm really kind of an activist about, is just ageism and trying to understand people of all generations, and that anyone who's voicing their opinion deserves to be heard. So
definitely. Anyways. Totally.
Little side tangent. I don't know if I'll keep that.
No, that's awesome.
Okay, so the next person that we're going to talk about is that we're going to mention. Mm-hmm. So her name is Ari. Mm-hmm. She's from Las Vegas.
Ooh.
So she says, "My experience as an Army is an interesting one. Recently, I saw a tweet that said how someone wished they'd gotten into BTS sooner. Someone responded with, 'Of course it would be nice to have had more time with our boys, but I think we all got into BTS at a time when we needed them.'" Oh my God. Yes.
This is a theme.
This is such a theme. And then she said, "That resonated so well with me. I got into BTS when my parents were getting a divorce. It's amazing how these seven boys across the world helped me through such a difficult time. I think I would have fallen into a dark hole if I didn't have them to bring me happiness."
Aww.
And then she went on to say, "I love your podcast so much. I listen to it all the time, especially when I'm at work." And she just said, "Keep it up." Thank you. Wow. I mean, going through a divorce, like your parents going through a divorce, mm-hmm. I can't imagine what that's like.
I can definitely feel that kind of resonance with getting into BTS when you need them, you know, whether you mm-hmm. realize it at the time or not. Like, I feel like they've really carried me through this past, I guess, almost a year now that I've been into them. I thought it wasn't until, like, August, but I guess it's, like, June.
Yeah. But like I was saying before, I feel like every single ARMY out there can pinpoint a point in their life mm-hmm. where BTS helped them through something. And whether it be something like going through your parents getting divorced or going through a divorce yourself, like we've had both of those situations just through you guys. And that's mm-hmm. just such a small percentage of ARMY. Like yeah. imagine the worldwide, like every single person who is an ARMY worldwide has gone through something like this, and BTS mm-hmm. has helped them through such difficult times. Like, wow.
Oh. And imagine if we also worked, and I see people doing this all the time, but if we actively worked to help people through those times as a fellow ARMY.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Just like unifying as ARMY, like not yeah. being hateful towards one another
mm-hmm.
and just accepting each other Everybody. For like our differences. And yeah. Yeah. We all have one thing in common, and that's BTS.
Which means we have a lot in common.
Yes. Definitely.
Well, thank you, Ari.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so our next one is from Chloe, and she is from Aruba.
Cool.
She said, yeah, Caribbean. Nice. Okay, so she said, "Being an ARMY is a really positive and eye-opening experience for me. Whenever I'm feeling down, I just look at funny moments, and when I'm in need for advice, I think about BTS lyrics. I will always appreciate these boys for working hard and making us happy, because it helps to become more selfless towards others, yet appreciating my own interests."
Wow.
Wow. Yes. Chloe, that's awesome. It is awesome to be more selfless towards others and at the same time appreciate what you like and, you know, what mm-hmm. you enjoy. It's like that balance.
Yeah. I also love how you said, when I'm in need of advice, I look like towards the BTS lyrics. Like I think about BTS lyrics. And
yes,
I understand that completely. I just feel that like BTS lyrics are the best advice if whatever the situation is. So Love Yourself Tier, I feel like if you're ever feeling like you're having difficulties finding yourself or knowing yourself or not being true to yourself, that you could look to that album for advice, like Magic Shop and things like that.
Oh, so true.
But even like previous BTS songs like Bepse and even Not Today or Fire mm-hmm. or Tomorrow, all of those
very
songs,
empowering songs.
Yeah.
In a different way.
I love that you said that, Chloe.
Yes, thank you.
So another person who reached out to us, her name is Bree, and she's from America. And so this is kind of just her opinion on ARMY. And mm-hmm. she said, "ARMYs are people that fully support and love BTS. not just a few members, but all seven as a whole. Even if I've been in ARMY for not that long, 7 months, I love and support BTS as much as the people who have been with them since debut or even pre-debut. I have a few merchandise, both official and not, to support them. It doesn't matter the amount of merch, the amount of time you've been with them, if you're a multi-fandom, as long as you are there for BTS, they will be there for you.
So true.
Oh my gosh. Wow. I love that. Saying yes. That, like, even though there are some people who are a lot more dedicated, like people who've bought so much merchandise, or I compare myself a lot to people who have been in the game longer. Like, I reference to the Elite Army.
The Elite Army.
You, the people who are like, I've been here since HYYH. Like, yes.
If you have been here since HYYH, you are an Elite Army. If you've been here since pre-debut, holy shit.
If you've been here since pre-debut, like...
Oh my god.
Yes. Good for you. You're blessed.
You're like royalty in the BTS fandom. Like, seriously.
Really? But I love how she says... Like, I think it's really hard for people who became BTS fans during, like, the AMAs or even the BBMAs.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like ARMY can be kind of hateful towards the newer people. But that's such bullcrap because you are always preaching about how great BTS is and you get annoyed when people don't appreciate BTS. But then once someone actually does, you can't be hateful towards them because they're new. Like, that doesn't make
so
any,
true.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's like counterproductive. Like, don't you love BTS so much and you feel like they've positively impacted your life and you want other people to feel that positive impact or to even just like enjoy them, even if they could just enjoy one song that might make them a little happy, like that would be cool, you know? Like, why wouldn't you want to be nice to the new fans coming in?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you don't want to scare them away or think that we're hateful people, like we're not. So yeah,
anyways,
I'm glad that you mentioned that. So
yeah,
thank you so much, Brie, for
thank
your input.
You okay, so now we're going over to what we have from Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm gonna start with Dez on Twitter. Okay, so Dez says, hi Kayla and Bethany, my name is Dez, and I'm from Los Angeles, California. I've been in ARMY since the, oh my god, since the beginning of the HYYH era.
Well, she's super nice, and we know she's not one of those ARMYs.
No, she's just amazing, because she's like royalty ARMY. She said, I had been initially introduced to K-pop with Big Bang and Super Junior from a friend. I later stopped listening to K-pop around sophomore year of high school and discovered BTS around my third year of college. Being an ARMY has made me appreciate rap and hip hop. I was a MySpace emo kid back in 2005 to 2008. I also met my boyfriend through BTS. His sister is an ARMY and she and I met because, or and he and I met because he was dragged in quotes to a BTS concert. The nerve of that guy. Anyway, now he's a BTS stan and he secretly loves Yoongi. Oh my god, yes. Dez, my husband, is a hardcore Yoongi stan. Secretly loves Yoongi and Hoseok, so he's righted his wrongs.
Oh, yes.
Ever since I started loving Bangtan, I've actually become less cynical about Aigo?
I don't know Aigo? How to say it.
Aigo and K-pop. I always thought it was cringy, but now I pass out at the mere thought of Jimin trying to do Aigo when it's a known fact that that man is in Aigo mode 24/7.
24/7, absolutely.
Oh my god, it's so fucking true.
It so is.
I usually don't say I have a bias because how can you pick just one from those seven amazing stud muffins? But Namjoon is the only guy my boyfriend will give me a pass for. Haha. By the way, my boyfriend and I love your podcast and we re-listen to them on our way to our date sometimes.
Oh my god.
Keep up the great work, ladies. Oh my god.
Oh my gosh, Kayla, did you look at my response to them? I said, you're what I would call the Elite
the
Army.
The Elite Army. Oh my god. Dez, you are the Elite Army. You are so, like, I'm
kudos.
So jealous that you've been an Army since HYYH.
Really?
Goddamn. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Des.
Yes, thank you so much for that. I'm so happy that you and your boyfriend enjoy listening to the podcast and re-listen to it. Like, wow.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
That's amazing. Okay, so one of our listeners, her name is Dakota. She messaged us too. And what she said is, to me, being an army is more like a huge family that takes care of each other. It means that we won't ever have to be alone and we have a support group. We have so many. Yes. We have so many people supporting and loving not only the boys, but every army we have. There are people that have helped me, and honestly, sometimes I need a friend and I don't have many friends that are close to me, but I have the army there to help me through it. It has gotten me some really amazing people in my life. I love that also when we fangirl or fanboy out there, there is someone else you can completely relate to. To me, being an army means love and support and understanding. There isn't much judgment in the army either, which isn't something I've come across much in my life, and I'm really happy to be somewhere I feel I belong. I'm truly happy to be able to say I am part of army. Wow.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I love that so much. Like, really, I know we kind of hit on the topic of like army not being supportive of new armies, but really army is so supportive of one another. Like, we love BTS so much, and what BTS stands for, like, it's only natural that we all just love one another and try to help each other through things. And so, yeah. Thank you so much, Dakota, for sending that. Also, I messaged you on Instagram because I knew you on Insta and Kayla knew you on Twitter.
So funny. Okay, so our next one is from Michelle. And I found Michelle on Twitter just earlier today because I saw a tweet of hers that had been retweeted from somebody that we follow on Twitter, where like an anti or a troll, like, basically came at her for like being black and making fun of her for being a fan for her age and for her race.
Are you serious?
And was basically acting like she didn't have like, or she didn't have a place. So I messaged her because I was just like, this is awful. But also I was really interested to know her experience and wonder if she would tell me. So I reached out and asked for her personal experience as an army, and she said, sure. My name is Michelle and I'm from Philadelphia. I'm 40 years old and I am an army along with my 14-year-old daughter. She brought me into the army after we spent a night binge watching videos.
Oh my gosh, that's now, the best.
I know, that's so amazing. Now I know more than she does, LOL. I'm usually updating her. I've been in army for about a year, and in this time, I've seen highs and lows in the fandom. Today, I saw the highest. Older stans like myself deal with a lot of stereotyping and shaming from the general population. Most of us don't give one monkey squirt of hot shit about what people think, but it does get old, mostly because we like to talk to people about the things we love, and if you try telling your coworkers you are in love with seven Korean singers, you get the frozen smile and the slow head nod that usually accompanies the question of, want to see the pictures from my cat's birthday party?
So relatable. Oh my goodness. God.
Oh my God. My husband and sons generally groan and zone out. There is one group of amazing people who not only accept us as we are, they're just like us. Through a shared love of BTS, I've found my second family. Being an army gives me a place to fangirl, get creative, joke, and more. It doesn't matter how old I am or what my skin is. The only color that matters is purple. Oh my God. Oh my yes!
Taeyong, you genius.
Oh my God, I just love it.
I love it too.
Most of the time, I forget about how old people are because it really doesn't matter. That being said, there are times when it does rear its ugly head. I've had comments made in passing about being too old to see the guys in a sexual manner. I generally respond with a one-finger salute.
Thank you. Yes. Yes.
There were a group of us with a mature sense of humor, and we decided to start a GC that we call the Bar. We're known as the Thirsty Nunas, and we head to the bar because we're always thirsty and it's always ladies' night.
Oh my gosh, fuck, this is so amazing. This is so amazing.
Oh my god. We talk about everything under the sun and send gifts and pics to make us laugh, cry, or swoon. We are different ages and at different stages in life and all over the country. And we are like family. I started listening to BTS to get closer to my only daughter. We were dealing with the usual stress of teenage girls versus mothers to the point of barely speaking. Now we're best friends. She sees that I honestly take an interest in her life, and I get to share a part of her world that I happen to love. We cried together when we couldn't get tickets. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
Despite recruiting my husband to try with us, we screamed our heads off together at the BBMAs. Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
We both fight over who loves Namjoon more because he's both our bias.
Oh my god, that is so amazing. That both amazing. Your biases are Namjoon. Oh my gosh, that is so, so perfect. Oh,
yes.
I'm jealous of this relationship. I wish I had this with my mother.
Seriously. I am black. My husband is white. My daughter is a beautiful blend of us, and I love knowing that if she had gotten a message like I had about BTS not accepting black people, the army would take care of it long before I could warm up my "the fuck did you just say to my child?" backhand. I love the army of every race, all ages, and from all around the world took a moment to remind me and others that army doesn't care about what color you are or how old you are. They love you for you. That's my personal experience. Sorry I rambled on, LOL. Oh my god.
Oh my gosh, that was amazing.
Michelle.
Thank you so, so much. Oh my goodness. That is such a different... I love how many different perspectives of being an army we've gotten through this.
I love her. Like, I love the bar. Oh my god.
That is amazing. I want to, be friends with you.
I want to be part of... Can I be part of the Thirsty Nunas, please?
Thirsty Nunas? Oh my god. I love that so much. That's amazing that BTS brought you and your daughter closer together because my mother and I hated each other pretty much. Like when I was in high school, we did not get along. And I wish that we had something in common, you know? I feel like we had things in common, but something like BTS to have in common, to fangirl and obsess about. And you know what? If you're 10 years old or 40 years old, you can fangirl about Jungkook's abs or whatever. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, you know, I love that.
Yes. Oh my god. Add us to the group. I want to be part of the group chat, the bar. I just...
Yeah.
Please. Okay. So anyways, thank you so much, Michelle, for sharing your story.
Yes. Thank
you. She said that she doesn't know our podcast before, but she said that she would listen. So I hope she listens to this one because we're so appreciative of your story. That's something that really matters to me as like... I think about the world through a lens of a person of color a lot because my husband is black and I think about, you know, like he talks to me about like when he's, you know, like noticing that he's being profiled or like experiences that he goes through. And I realize that our kids are going to go through similar experiences and, you know, also like all of my friends and just anybody, you know, any stranger. I wouldn't want to, well, of course it happens that people are treated differently because of their skin color or their age or, you know, their whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm always trying to put myself in the place of a person that has to experience that, you know, on such a large scale. And, you know, like what we can do to fix that and address that and make sure it doesn't happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I think it starts with stories like that. So thank you, Michelle.
Yes, thank you so much. So another listener, her name is Diane, and oh my god, we love Diane so much.
Oh my god, Diane.
Diane, yes. Okay.
So I love Diane.
I do too. So she says, well, I'm Diane, and I'm from London, Ontario, Canada. I have been listening to them a bit before, but really got into them that summer. I'm a mom to two girls aged 4 and 10. BTS hypes me hypes me up, gets me out of the house and for walks, helping me lose the baby weight and gain back my sanity after working as a daycare teacher all day. BTS are a part of my daily life. I'm doing laundry, making lunches for my kids, or getting stuff done for work. I'm listening to them on my phone.
Yes.
Yeah, they motivate me with their lyrics and emotion that they put into their songs. I'm a fan of all the members. They each bring their own something to the group, and it wouldn't be the same if one of them were missing. Yes. I especially like the rap line. My bias is Hoseok. Yes, Hobie. He is just the sweetest thing.
He is.
Really, though. Always positive and hardworking. Yes.
Yes.
She said that every Thursday night that her 10-year-old, I guess, has a soccer game. And so she helps drown out the crazy soccer moms by listening to our podcast. And then when she laughs along with us, that it kind of blends in with the yelling parents, which is so funny.
That is amazing. Oh, my God. Diane, you are a badass.
No, she really is. Thank you, Diane, so much.
Yes, thanks for being our friend.
Mm-hmm.
So the next one is from a Twitter account that's grown in BTSN, which is actually a podcast. And they have followed us for a while, and we've interacted on Twitter for a while, but I didn't realize until today when I saw a link on their page that they're a podcast. I think they're a pretty new podcast. I think they have three episodes up. I'm not sure. But they're awesome. Like, anytime we've ever talked to them on Instagram or on Twitter, they've been really cool. So,
oh my God, they totally do have a podcast. I just now clicked on their link.
Yeah.
Wow, so cool.
So we should listen. Yeah. Okay. So this is what they have to say. So there's two of them. So the first experience is from DeLaZay. And DeLaZay says, "We live in Orlando, Florida. My personal experience as an ARMY has been nothing short of amazing. To see these seven men giving their all, caring about their fans in ways I've never seen, has meant so much to me. I don't remember other groups I loved growing up having the same love and care for their fans as BTS seems to have for us. It feels so genuine. They are so humble and appreciative of everything they have. And because of this, I'm proud to say I'm ARMY." Yes. Oh my God. That's so amazing.
Yes. Thank you.
"I love seeing the projects ARMYs puts to protect them or just to let them know we love, care, and support them. When I first joined the fandom, I felt out of place because I noticed a lot of the ARMY is much younger than I am." Yeah, I can get that.
Mm-hmm.
But the more and more I researched, I was able to find ARMY that was closer in age or older. My life has not been the same since they've entered my life. Their music transcends age, race, gender, languages, and everything that is one of the many things that makes me so proud to be an ARMY."
Yes. Oh my God. Yes, oh my gosh. Girl. They do transcend all of those things.
I love that so much. It's so true.
It is.
Like, oh, and I love that she mentioned the like projects the ARMYs do. Like, one that seriously makes me cry every single time I watch this video is the Purple Ocean project.
Uh-huh.
That ARMYs, they figured out somehow or did something or coordinated with the lights crew or whatever to turn all of the ARMY bombs purple when BTS came out to perform 2-3, which of course is a song that BTS like wrote for ARMY. And oh my God, like, you just want, like, the BTS had no idea. They were so surprised. They were actually, Yoongi and Jin were like speechless. Uh-huh. Jungkook thought that there was something wrong with his eyes.
Uh-huh.
They were all like, I mean, it's so beautiful. Like, the projects that ARMYs have been doing just to support BTS and show that.
Mm-hmm. There's another project that's kind of going on recently. Mm-hmm. It's called ARMY's Truth Untold.
Yes.
And again, it's just, they kind of combined all these videos of people from all over the world, of different ages, of different rates, of different races, different ethnicities, and culture. And they brought them all together to show that ARMY,
mm-hmm,
is so supportive of one another and that we are all so different, you know, but really, like, it's just so amazing that, you know, I don't know. So they ended up putting all of these videos together, and it's just really inspiring and beautiful to watch, to see,
yes,
to see all these different people who all love BTS.
Yeah, so much. Okay, so the other member of Grown and BTSN is JJ. So she says, "Hi ladies, this is JJ, and I have to say that being an ARMY is an amazing experience. I grew up in the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC eras, and I've never seen a group like BTS before." That is amazing, because sometimes when people are like, "What's BTS?" and I'll say they're a K-pop group, when really I want to say they're this amazing group. Like, they transcend K-pop, but that's besides the point. And when I say they're this K-pop group and they're like, "What's K-pop?" or like, "What is that?" I'll be like, "Okay, it's like NSYNC or Backstreet Boys." I hate doing that, but it's so it's amazing for someone who, like, I have to say that to be able to relate it to something that people here will, like, get a little bit more. But it's amazing that JJ says she's never seen a group like BTS before.
Mm-hmm.
She goes on to say, "This fandom is special and the guys are special. We love everything the ARMY stands for and we love our boys." She says she's never stanned all members of a group before, LOL.
Which is crazy. That's crazy. Yeah. Especially, like, Big Bang and stuff, like, where they only have maybe 5. I guess it's only 2 less, but still. Wow.
Anyways, so thank you to both of you. And
best of luck with your
podcast.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
Podcast friends. Okay. So another person who messaged us, her name is Ashley, and she is from Arlington, Texas. So what she says is, "I became a fan of BTS in the summer of 2017. Hey, hey, same as us." She said, "I was laid off from my job working in a warehouse for a few months. Spent a lot of time on YouTube while on unemployment. Anyways, Dope was the first video I saw of theirs, and I fell in love with their style, sound, and cuteness." I knew they were different. And of course, like other ARMYs, I found them during a tough time in life. Mentally, 2016 had been rough for me. And of course, I just wanted to know their real names, and I fell down into the rabbit hole of their wonderful universe of love and silliness. I truly love all 7 of them, though Namjoon is my main fave of the group. Through loving BTS, I've become more confident and happy while still trying to love myself. I also have developed some swag, LOL. That's so funny. I listen to K-pop constantly, and I'm trying to learn Korean as a second language.
Yes, I'm trying to learn it as my third.
I only stan BTS, though. From now on, to help me push through my hard times and while trying to be a better person and achieve my goals, I say to myself, do it for Namjoon. Would he be proud of me for this? And I'll show you, BTS. Wow. Like, she looks to Namjoon. Like, yes, I can relate to this so much. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yes.
Then she says, "I really believe they will change the world and are not simply K-pop artists, but world artists. I've never been to a concert before. I'm so excited that they will be my first concert in September because I love them so much. I'm 30 years old and I am ARMY. LOL. Good luck making sense of my rambling. Sorry. And thank you." Wow.
With a bunch of purple hearts.
Yes, purple hearts. Okay, but really, did she say that she's never been to a concert? This is her first concert?
Oh my God, Ashley, BTS is going to be your first.
That is amazing. It's in September. I wonder if you're going to Fort Worth. She must be. She's from Texas. Hey, girl, hit us up. We'll be there.
Hey, girl, which day are you going? Well, we have to meet up.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So another person who reached out to us, her name is Sarah. She's from Ontario, Canada.
Yeah, she's a genius with BTS theories.
Absolutely. Like, she has sent us so many impressive flowcharts on BTS theories, along with, like, other various forms of research and helpful information. And it's just, it's been so amazing to look at because I mean, Kayla, you did your your theory episode.
When she found the podcast, she sent this email, I feel like, pretty soon. And she was like, so I just listened to your theories episode. It was great, but here's
this. You got
this
everything you wrong. But yeah.
Oh my God, the best. But I'm so happy that somebody was like, here is all the stuff that you could not figure out on your own from like whatever remedial research you were trying to do. Mm-hmm. Like, here's my wisdom. Thank you, Sarah.
Yes, thank you so much. So whenever we do another theory related episode, we're going to email her. And get
for fucking
know.
Sure.
Yeah. So we know what we're talking about. Because she is, real. She really knows it all. So anyways, like, it's her passion. Like, I feel like we mm-hmm. all have a passion. Like, mine is Taehyung. Like, something other than BTS, like BTS related, like whether it's ships or theories, like you're always yeah. a little more into something. But anyways, so her email was kind of long. So Sarah, I'm going to kind of summarize it a little bit. And I'm just going to try to highlight the key part. So I kind of translated this into third person and I feel weird that I did that. But anyways, so she's an adult who has a job and a mortgage. So mm-hmm. she is a big K-drama fan and her first drama was Scent of a Woman. So mm-hmm. she's been watching K-drama since 2011.
Wow.
Yeah. So K-dramas and K-pop kind of overlap with music being featured in K-dramas and then also actors and actresses also being like K-pop idols.
Mm-hmm.
So she had heard of BTS and actually later realized that she was a BTS stan when she saw that 20% of her K-pop playlist was BTS. So in wow. October, yeah, in October of 2016, she had listened and watched Blood, Sweat, and Tears when it had come out. And then around the same time, she had started watching Harang. And like, oh my God, yes! I love Harang. I mean, I'm such a big Taehyung stan that I was like, I have to watch this. Like, I bought the fucking K-drama. And my sister and I absolutely love it and have watched it ever since. And the king, oh my goodness, I can't even. Anyway, so yes. she immediately yes. fell in love with the song that is featured in it called Even If I Die, It's You, which is sung by both Taehyung and Jin. And that's when she realized that she loved BTS and then she fell down the rabbit hole and started actively seeking out their content. So as for mm-hmm. her experience as a fan, she says that she's been quite a closeted fan until recently. So she didn't really tell anyone in her circle that she watched K-dramas or listened to K-pop, but sometimes she would mention it, but when she did, she would get the usual side eye and a laugh, and that would be it. However, since BTS had announced their tour dates for this year, Canada was one of the stops. And so she had joked to some of her friends and family, like kind of coming out that she was this BTS fan. Basically, since she was kind of an isolated fan, she was trying to find a friend or a relative who would be willing to go to a concert with her to this group that doesn't sing in English. So surprisingly, she ended up finding out that a few people were willing to go who also kind of came out as armies, which I think is so interesting. But she later told us that she actually is going to go to the concert on her own. She struggled to kind of get tickets with other people, but she's going to go solo. Like, good for you. That's going to be such an experience.
That'd be so fucking fun.
So she says that her connection with other fans exists through social media. So although the fandom is diverse, she tends to be a little bit older than the average age for people prominent online. So she says she's trying not to patronize younger fans, that she'll defend them, in particular young women, against some of the prejudices she sees being held against them and their passions. She says as much as young women may, for example, oogle over Jungkook's abs, I know that they also love BTS for all the complex reasons that I love BTS, even though they may not always be able to best articulate those reasons, which, you know.
Yes, but we saw, I mean, in the earlier messages that we had from other listeners
who are like 13 you know, or 14
13 14 and they had amazing things to say. And it's so, I mean, what she just said is what Sarah said is so true, that they, I mean, we all love BTS for the same complex reasons. That's why we have so much in common when we say that we're an army.
So then she goes on to say, sometimes she does want to talk critically about their content and Western media coverage and cultural impacts, etc. But that she was very pleased to find her podcast unapologetically fangirling, like, yes.
Yes.
To go yes. along with some nuggets of wisdom and critical thought. She then, totally. Yeah, she then said, I guess what I'm ultimately saying is I wish I had an army friend my age to podcast with. We're blessed that we have each other.
Yeah, yes. Really. We love you, Sarah. Thank you. Like, she has been so cool to kind of, like, get to know her and her all her her information and, like, what she has to teach us. But, oh, my God,
yes, thank you so much.
That was so awesome. So we literally, this is live, just got another message.
Oh, yeah, do you want to read it? Because she...
Another person.
She's been listening to us for a while, and she deserves a shout-out.
Yeah, and... She's followed us forever, so I feel like we know her. Like, we send stuff to her, talk to her all the time.
She messaged us on Instagram. Oh, yeah. Okay. So she messaged us on Instagram, but she definitely was someone who followed us on Twitter, and I believe she Gmailed us.
Yeah. Okay. So she's first of all said, wow. Well, my name is Needy, and I'm from India. I became an army in 2016 after Fire released, and one of the best experiences of being an army is that you stay inspired to do your best, and you learn that it is okay to fall because you can also get back up and run. Oh my God, yes. My God. Okay. You also understand that everyone has a dark place in their hearts and that it is okay to share it with those you trust so they can brighten it up for you. Oh my God. That is so true. And that is for me personally, that's something that I struggle with, is like letting people know when I'm not okay, or like when I'm thinking or feeling certain ways that I feel like are like negative emotions. I need to know that I don't just have to keep it inside. You can share it with people that you trust and people who love and care about you, because they will support you and help you. Mm-hmm. And so I just love that for her, it's wrapped up in this experience of being an army, because it's so true. That's what we do. That's what we should do for each other, is love and support them. And it makes me think of this most recent album, like,
Tear.
Love Yourself, Tear.
Yes.
And thinking about kind of that dark side of self-love, where there are times when you don't love yourself, when you struggle with, you know, kind of those like dark, you know, having that dark place in your heart. And wow.
Yeah.
So amazing. Thank you. I'm so happy that she messaged us.
Yeah, I messaged her back just now, like literally telling your message live on our podcast. It's so great.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you. Yes. Okay, so should we just kind of wrap up, maybe just say what BTS means to us?
Yeah. I mean,
you could say what they inspire you to be, and I'll say what they mean to me.
Yeah. So,
how about that?
Yeah, I think that's good, because I really thought about how each member inspires me, like their own individual personalities and their experiences and what they bring to BTS. They all inspire me in a different kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jin, he inspires me to find laughter and happiness, even in times of stress and hardship. Namjoon inspires me to be thoughtful and understanding towards others, even when I feel others aren't understanding me or being kind to me. Yoongi inspires me to be ambitious and hardworking, even when I feel my efforts are going unnoticed. Hoseok inspires me to be joyful and cheerful, even when I feel tired or gloomy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Jimin inspires me to be motivated and to believe in myself and my abilities, even when I feel incapable of achieving something. Taeyong inspires me to be secure with myself and to never hesitate to express how I truly feel, even if I'm afraid of what others might think.
Yes.
And
then, oh my God.
I know. Taeyong, oh my God, I'm going to cry. I love him so much. Okay.
I'm not going to cry because of all the things that you're saying about each member inspiring. It's so true.
I really thought about this. Jungkook inspires me to be patient and to listen rather than talk, even when I don't agree with something someone is telling me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bethany.
I really thought about those because when I was thinking about what BTS means to me and what it means to be an ARMY, I was like, we're all inspired by every single one of them. It's not...
Yeah.
They make amazing music and their lyrics have such relatable meanings and their personalities are just so perfect and they're so sweet and humble, but at the same time every single one of them is inspiring us to be better people.
Mm-hmm. totally and completely. Mm-hmm. And I love that so much.
Yeah, they inspire me every day, every day.
In so many different ways, yeah.
So many different ways.
Which is why you can't just stan one member. It's so,
like, this is why you stan all seven.
I mean, mm-hmm. and it's, I feel like it, I don't understand how people can be a solo stan, because for me, it would be impossible to, like, only care about Jimin. Like, even if I, like, was trying not to care about the other members, like, how would you even do that?
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah. Yes, amazing. So for me, being an ARMY means so much to me. And I feel like I've talked about, or I've mentioned to people and have this in common, that I just feel lucky to be alive at this point in history, that they are in the same point in history, and to have access to technology and the internet and translations that enable me to be a part of this community. Like,
yes, yes. To be in a time that they're relevant.
Yeah.
You know, like the Beatles. I love the Beatles, but I struggle all the time. Like, I could never go to a Beatles concert. I yeah. could never experience the release of a new album. Mm-hmm. And I've always struggled with that. Just like everyone, some people will ask you, if you could go back to a point of history, what would you want to experience? I always mention the Beatles. I wish I would have been able to live through that.
Yeah. So this is like what we get to do now. We get to like live through this. Like, we get to live through BTS.
So blessed.
And I don't know, like, BTS has truly changed my life. I don't know if there will ever be a day that goes by that I don't think about them or appreciate their music or their message or their existence, because, like, it's, I just don't think that they will leave my life, you know? Mm-hmm. They inspire me to truly continue to try to love myself. Like, a lot of people who wrote us talked about, I struggle with depression and anxiety, and it often comes with feelings of hopelessness and worthlessness for me. And BTS taught me that if I can love them unconditionally, then I have it within myself to love myself unconditionally. So quite often they give me hope for the future, and some days BTS might be the first thing that makes me smile, or the only thing, you know?
Yes.
And by the way, to anyone, whenever they feel like they need a pick me up in those moments, YouTubing bad day and then insert member name here can help by Squishy Min Yoongi seriously works. It's like, bad day, Jimin can help. Bad day, Jun can help. And
that's amazing.
They are the best videos. There's one for every single member. Watch all of them. These men are seven incredible individuals, and they just want to share their music and talents with the world. And something that I've been thinking about recently is something that Namjoon said. And he said that they make music because it's inside of all of them. And they just, it's kind of like they have to do it. It's because music is meant to be heard. And it's a great unifier. I don't have to understand Korean to know in my heart what BTS is conveying in 2-3 or Magic Shop, you know?
Yes,
like,
yes.
You can feel that in your soul. Like,
oh my gosh. Like, I have a friend who's like, I just don't like it because I don't know what they're saying.
Yeah, like
that's really...
That's stupid.
That's really unfortunate that you can't enjoy other cultures' music because it's not in your language. Like, that's so stupid to me.
Yeah.
I can't understand that.
I mean, it does not matter, as so many people have pointed out, it does not matter where you're from, what you've gone through, what your race is, what your gender is, what your orientation is, your preferences, or anything. BTS wants you to know that you are loved and that you have a place in this world. And it's right there where you are right now. They want us to know that you're okay. You will conquer those fears. You will climb those mountains. You will do those things. And then we can walk the flower path with them. And you'll walk it with us, your fellow ARMY. It's just so cool.
Yes.
So that's what being an ARMY is to me.
Being an ARMY. I love being an ARMY.
Me too. Thank you, everyone, for being an ARMY with us.
Yes. Thank you guys for sending all of those amazing messages to us and telling us your story about how you got into BTS and what being an ARMY really is to you.
I would love to do something like this again.
Yeah,
yeah.
This was really, really great. I mean, we just loved how enthusiastic you all were to share your stories with us.
Yes, and such amazing stories all of you had.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for being here with us. Thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm.
If you enjoyed this podcast, and if you've enjoyed any of our other podcasts, we would super love and appreciate if you could give us a rating and a review on iTunes. It just helps us go up the charts and connect with more people, and, you know, puts us out there a little bit more, which is pretty hard to do as a podcast unless you have reviews. So if you could do that, that would be awesome. You can contact us anytime via email at standingbtspodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us and DM us on Twitter at standingbtspod. You can follow our fangirl Instagram account at Sugary Cookie Jams, like our Facebook page, Standing BTS, and subscribe to our YouTube, which, if it's more convenient, you can listen to our podcasts on YouTube, and we're just Standing BTS on YouTube. And you can find links for all of that in the description.
In the description. Thanks for listening, and thanks for Standing BTS.